to go to sleep?
Yes, the sofa.
On the sofa? You've had a busy morning, haven't you?
Much room. Yes, you're right now.
Yes, you were wet, weren't you? You just had to change it.
Oh.
Just had to change it. Put clean shorts and clean t-shirt on.
No, Obby, no. No. Got mummy is that fine.
You stuck?
Yes, no, Obby, no. No.
Let's get you dressed and then you can help me with washing up. Would you like that?
No, I'll be done.
You're not stuck.
The backwards.
You're coming backwards? Tell Mummy about banging drum time this morning.
What things?
What things?
The little band is out there.
And what's the name of the man who does bang a drum time?
Music.
What's he called?
Alice? No.
What about Julian?
Julian.
Stand still. And what did you do? Some marching?
Yes.
And we sang tonight. We sang Bobo Black Sheep.
Mm-hmm. Oops.
What else?
Over there.
What else? Postman Pat?
Yes.
And who was in the group today?
Alice
wasn't there. Alice is Linda's dog, Thomas. Come here, sweetheart. Let's put your t-shirt on your shoes.
Coming backwards.
You're coming backwards.
Her shoes on.
No, I'm trying to put your shoes on. Sit there a minute. Look at that big boy sitting on the table. Well, we saw Jenny and Lauren and Caitlin, didn't we, on the way out? Because they've gone to a different music class now. We saw Isabel and Sonia when we arrived. And we saw the other three girls when we left.
The blue car backwards.
The blue car backwards, yes. That's Sue's daughter.
Her daughter.
Reversing her car.
And
but Jack was there, wasn't he?
Jack.
And Aaron.
Aaron.
And you. And there's a little boy there called Tommy. There was a Thomas and a Tommy.
There was Tommy.
And there were two little boys there with their daddies. Because last time when we went, it was all mummies. And this time there were two daddies as well. That was
there
nice.
Daddies. Hot water.
Hot water?
Yes. And a boy. Daniel? There's not water. No.
I think you're talking about the archers, aren't you, when Pip got scalded with that hot cup of coffee. She screamed for her daddy, didn't she? She didn't like it.
Spill it now.
I'm just wiping your face.
Not that.
And what did we do after bang a drum time? Have we been into Didsbury?
Yes.
And we almost got home and we realised she hadn't bought any milk. So we turned around and went back, didn't we? We didn't go all the way home, we went to the nearest shop and bought some milk. It was the butcher's. And he had some beautiful raspberries in a little punnet, so we've bought some of those, haven't we? Do you like raspberries?
Mm.
And they look fresh in this morning.
Carrots.
Carrots? You saw some carrots?
Yes.
Yes.
Fridge.
We've got
food.
Some fridge food. Yes, we've got some carrots in our fridge, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
Just let me have a smell at you. See if you smell nice.
A bottle.
No, I'm not smelling your bottle, I want to smell your face. Oh, yes, you do. You smell of black currant juice.
In that tummy.
Yes, it's in your tummy.
Round and round.
Round and round street lamp? No, that's the dining room lamp.
Dining room lamp.
Dining room lamp.
Got Pippin on.
No, we're not watching Pippin. Listen, if you help Mummy now, we've got jobs to do. We've got to put some washing in the machine. We've got to do some washing up because we left in a hurry this morning. Hurry in the morning. Yes, that's us, Thomas, hurrying in the morning. And then...
Green nose.
Can you see the green light on the microphone? Green
nose.
Would you like to help Mummy wash up?
Yeah.
And then perhaps we can go for a ride on your bicycle. And what are we doing this afternoon? What do we do? The bin man comes now. That's Monday the bin man comes. What do we do on Fridays? What about the beehive? You're whispering.
Let's bean.
With beehive and bark?
Bean pie. Bean pie.
The beehive. The pie.
Oh dear, it's just wet.
Yes, your t-shirt's wet, isn't it? That's why we've had to change it.
More wet.
More wet, yes. The towel's wet.
No wet.
No, that one's not wet. That just needs washing anyway, doesn't it?
Do this.
Well, we've got to sort some clothes out.
No, wet.
Do you want to come here?
Yes, the my move.
You stand up there. You can watch what Mummy's doing.
What am I doing? Demon. What am I doing?
Just wondering what's been spilled around here, Tommy.
Sit, Mummy.
Something sticking on the kitchen floor. That's the washing up brush. Right, we're going to load the dishwasher, aren't we?
Mummy's this.
That's another dishwashing brush.
Sweep, sweep, sweep.
Sweep, sweep, sweep.
Sweep like that.
Like that. Sweep, 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 like that.
Put Pippin on.
You can't watch Pippin now, but you're talking about Auntie Mabel, aren't you? Because...
Brushes.
That's right, there's one episode with Auntie Mabel and Pippin where they talk about brushes and sweeping. What does she sing? Sweep, sweep, sweep the... This is the cleanest house you've ever seen. It's something like that, isn't it?
Yes, 8 hours.
Sitting hours?
Yes, 8 hours on the daddy news.
Sit an hour, daddy news. Is that what daddy does when he comes home from work? He sits for an hour and watches the news?
Yes.
I think he sits for a complete hour. He doesn't like to watch the news.
No, daddy. That's
the
green,
the
white brush.
The white brush, yes, we've got four brushes there, haven't we?
What colour is this?
That's a red brush. It's a washing up brush.
More white.
That's a beige washing up brush. Oh, look, we've got five brushes. That's a nail brush. And those two are bottle brushes. This is one Mummy uses for a flower vases.
No.
And this is one that she used to use for cleaning your bottles when you were a baby.
No glass.
Be careful.
Sweep, sweep.
Sweep, sweep. Just going to rub some water.
Down a ladder. Down a ladder.
Down a ladder?
Yes. Yes, it's sweeping.
You're sweeping?
Not in the noise.
You're making a big noise with a sweeping brush.
Oh, banging something.
You're banging something? No, no, no. You don't buy more. Come on, I thought you were helping me with the washing up. Come on, come stand on this chair and see what Mummy's doing.
Oh dear. Got a brush.
You've dropped the brush?
Yes, and then a ladder. Then a ladder now.
Stand on the ladder now. Yes. Your chair, but listen, you can only stand on this chair when Mummy's here. You can't stand on your own because you'll fall.
Telephone.
You're brushing the telephone.
Brush mummy.
Are you stroking my arm with the brush?
Wait, mummy. Okay. Yes, brush.
You're brushing with a red brush. Just very gently. Because the bristles are quite sharp, aren't they?
Sharp. The white brush.
White brush.
Mom. Just brush.
Just be careful with it, Thomas. Can you see what I'm doing? I'm washing it by.
Water.
Some water.
What is this?
That's the lid from a jam jar.
Really? You what?
Oh no, Thomas, no. Don't do that. I'm going to put some of these things into the dishwasher.
Just wash it. This, mummy.
That's a bottle brush. When you were a baby, you used to have to clean your drinking bottles. So I use that brush to scrub them. You're sweeping. Don't put it behind the washing machine.
Winky.
Yes, Tinky Winky's falling behind the washing machine, hasn't he? Have you remembered that? Because that was weeks and weeks ago, wasn't it? Can you see him?
No.
No, I think he's probably falling down the back door. We'll have to ask Daddy to help us move it one day.
That fall there.
Yes, don't do that with that brush, please, when I use that brush.
Winky, go.
Are you going to show him and see if you can ask find him?
Daddy, there are shops
for more Tinky. Daddy, the shops for some more Tinky Winky. No, I don't think we'll be buying any Tinky Winky, Thomas. We can just move the washing machine. It's only a very, very tiny Tinky Winky, isn't it?
You're
me. That's how we managed to go down there in the first place.
The washing machine.
Down the washing machine.
You've done on that then.
Down the ladder, you want to get down off the chair?
Yes, come in. See your path.
Sweet little Thomas, don't. That's the floor, that's the kitchen floor. Don't use that brush, please.
Come on, down the ladder. Brush mummy.
You've come back to brush mummy, have you?
In the back. In the back.
You've got off the still to brush my back now, have you? Just gently, Thomas.
Under the bottom.
On my bottom? You're brushing my bottom as well, aren't you? Does it need brushing?
Yes, I think.
Yes, you think.
Yes, I think, Mummy.
What do you brush, Thomas? No, you're not to touch anything there, no. Just the brushes, no, not that it's sharp, no. No, Thomas, it's sharp, it'll cut you.
A bit.
Look, you're racing car.
Church.
Yes, that's the racing car we sometimes take when we go to church, something to amuse you. What happened yesterday? Don't yesterday? Did you go in Demetra's car? Why did we go?
Stockport.
To Stockport? No, we went to university. Do you want to do that on the floor, Thomas? It's making a lot of noise on the drawing board, isn't it? Do you want to do it on the floor, please?
No, up the DS.
Oh, I see. So you're rolling it over the ridges on the drain board, and you're saying, what's the DS? Because that's what you say when we go over road humps in the car, isn't it?
DS.
What's the DS?
Oh, Mummy.
Oh, you're making too much noise because Mummy has a headache. I don't like it.
Yep. Shut up.
You're saying brushing. What did you say before that? You're going to sweep it better.
Bye bye.
Saying goodbye to the brush. You're putting it back.
Okay, dear. No, not pink.
Washing up, Thomas, haven't we?
Yes,
that's the clip. I'll show you what we do with that. Look, it's a plastic clip, Thomas, and we use it to keep things fresh.
Fresh.
Open packets of food. Look at these cornflakes. Can you see this new packet of cornflakes? We'll open the plastic bag so we can get some cornflakes out. Look, now Mum's going to fold the bag up, close it. So no air can get into it, and no flies and things like that, dust. And then use this blue clip, look. And snap it shut. There.
The racing doing.
What's the racing car doing? It's still on the drain board.
It's doing this. Oh, darn now. Look at this. Yay. Oh, darn now. Oh, no.
That's a little nail brush that you have in your hand, Thomas. You use that when you've been doing things in the garden or doing some very dirty jobs. I've used this when you've been painting.
Looks a
dear. Looks a dear. Did you drop the brush?
Yes. But I got
ear. What got ear? What have we got here? Can you say that? What have we got here?
Oh dear.
Oh dear, dear.
Broken it.
Broken it?
Mm-mm.
Well, that's the little box that we use for draining the cutlery when we washed it. It's not broken, it's just come off the stand.
Come on. Dad.
You haven't broken it.
No. Oh dear.
Oh dear, dear.
What's this? What's this, Mummy?
It's a bottle brush.
The banning something. What are you doing now?
You're banning something?
Get a roll.
Which shops did we go to this morning?
And Lutra doing.
What's Lutra doing? I haven't a clue.
Stockport.
In Stockport? Oh no, I don't mean in Stockport. I mean in Didsbury this morning. We went to the chemist.
Yes.
We went to the bank.
Yes. Yes.
Went to the baker's.
Yes.
Where else?
That island move.
What did you say?
Did you
say raspberries?
No.
No. Oh, I thought you were meaning when we went to buy the raspberries. I wasn't sure what you said then.
Come on, racing car, come on.
Come on, racing car, come on. Can you not reach it?
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Come back. Don't watch. We're burning the top. Oh, dear. With this, the red brush pulled it down.
The red brush thrown it down?
Yes, folding down.
Dear Tommy, she's spending a lot of time picking things up that you've thrown down.
What is this?
What a mess.
What's Thomas doing now?
What's Thomas doing now?
Bursing.
I'd rather be.
What's
this? Oh, that's the little handle off the cutlery drawer.
Yes. Mind the box.
Well, that box has cake in it, so we'll put it over here.
Thanks.
What's going on? Well, I'm washing up. You're making an almighty racket with that racing car. It's a nice morning, isn't it, Jessica?
Yes. Yes, I know.
Sunshine?
No.
It is. Nice sunshine.
No, sunshine.
Nice sunshine.
Yes.
Did you do some dancing this morning at bang drum time?
Yes, Betty.
That's better. Have you put the cutlery drawer back on? That's better. It's better, isn't it? What's going on?
Yes, Betty.
That's better. Do you think we've managed to do everything we need to do, Thomas?
Yes.
What's going on? Well, I've just loaded the dishwasher, but we've got one or two things now we've got to wash by hand because we can't put everything into the dishwasher.
No. Yes.
Does it all fit?
Oh, yes. Then.
Oops,
no.
You're not hurt, are you?
Let's go down the ladder.
Go down the ladder, yes, to the chair to put. I think it's only tipped up the last you got off it, didn't it?
Let's fall down.
Did you say throw down or fall down?
Fall down.
Throw down.
Then, I don't think you...
I think you dropped the brush, actually. I don't think you threw it down, did you?
Yeah.
I think you just dropped it.
That.
a clever boy. Have you put the little wooden handle back on the cookery drawer?
Yes.
That's a special drawer with a lock on it because that's where we keep all the sharp knives.
Yes. Yes, and it's coming off.
It's coming off, yes. The lock's working, but the little handle keeps coming off, doesn't it?
Then the back
lawn. Is it back on? That's right.
Oh dear. Falling off.
Is it falling off again?
Yes. In the back.
You put it in the back. Mummy's going to just empty this water out and then she'll fill a bowl up with nice, clean, fresh water. Ooh, is this all that dirty water? Do you remember the episode with Auntie Mabel and Pippin when they were looking at water going down the Brook Hill?
Yes. Sewage.
Sewage, that's right.
Yep.
That was one of your favourite episodes, the one about the drains and the sewage, wasn't it?
Mm.
I'm sure most little boys of two aren't fascinated by programmes about sewage and water treatment plants. You enjoyed it, didn't you?
Mummy did it. Here
you are. Thank you. There you are.
Don't do it.
Thomas, do it.
Yeah, Mummy do it. Let's start it.
Shall we put some bubbles in the washing up water?
Yes.
Look, squirt of that. Can you watch what happens now? Bubbles.
Bubbles.
When you have a bath at night, we put some bubbles into the water, don't we? Make you smell nice and fresh and clean.
Thanks, Mummy. So much.
Thank you so much. Is that what you're saying? Thank you so much, Mummy.
Yeah.
Thank you. You bumped your arm. Would you like to kiss it better?
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't kiss it.
Thomas, kiss it. Oh, it must be better now if we both kissed it, isn't it?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, kiss.
That's a drinking straw.
Mm.
What colour is it?
Yellow.
Yellow?
No. Orange.
Orange. I was just looking at it thinking it looked more like orange than yellow. But it's in between, isn't it, that colour? So if you go to the big park this afternoon...
Oh dear, it's broken off.
Has it broken off? There we are, let's put the cutlery rack back. That's it.
Thomas
Stewart. Are you going to see Lauren this afternoon?
Yes.
Will you go on the slide?
Yes.
The swings? And what else? The roundabout. That's right. And then you can run through the park, can't you? And what else? The shops, yes, we usually go to the shops afterwards. And do you think you'll see Ben and Charlotte?
Yes.
And what's Ben and Charlotte's mummy called?
Kathy.
Kathy? No, that's Demetra's mummy.
Kathy.
What's the lady called that you sat with at the party and had your meal with her?
Lynn.
It's about Lynn. Lynn?
Lynn.
You saw Demetra yesterday because she was here. She was here with a lady from Germany.
It was.
Saw Lynn? Was that her name? I can't remember. What was she called, Hannah?
Mary.
What was that lady called who came with Demetra the other day?
Kathy.
Oh, no, steady on, Thomas. Right, I think we better put that back now and leave it there, don't you? How about cutting the brushes up and putting the brushes back in there?
No.
No? You don't want to do that?
Postbox.
Postbox in there. Oh, you're using it as a postbox, are you?
Oh, not fit.
No. no fit. Yeah, what you're trying to do, put the handle of the cutlery drawer through the cutlery drainer. Grandma lad, you're going to go sit on the sofa? What's about putting all these brushes back?
No.
No?
Luigi.
Why are you sitting on the sofa?
Sleep.
You want to sleep?
Yes.
Poe. You're going to sleep with Poe?
That's better.
That's better. And who else are you sleeping with?
Spook. Spook. Bump a Bipsy said.
Bump Dipsy?
Yes, it's Vaughn.
On your own head? Are you very tired, Thomas?
No, she's not. Look on it. Dear.
Dear.
Look, Granny.
Well, Mummy was going to ask you to help us sort all the washing out. Have you not got the energy to do that?
Give it to me, Dummy.
Now, what have we said about feet on chairs when you've got shoes on?
Daddy, no!
Is that what Daddy said? No?
Yes.
Well, you better not do it then, Hedy, or he'll be cross if he finds out.
Night, sleep.
Good night, you going for sleep?
I'll do this. See you in the morning.
See you in the morning.
See you in the morning.
That's better. Why don't we start the same morning, Thomas? See you in the morning.
See you in the morning. Bye-bye. See you, Norris. See you, oh dear. Falling down on the sofa. Falling down the sofa.
Throwing it down the sofa?
Oh.
Oh, dear. What have you done? Put all the Teletubbies on the floor?
Yes, I'll throw it out. They're tired.
They're tired?
Yes.
Are they tired?
And it's not. The most is not.
What did you say, darling Thomas?
Picking up.
Thomas picking up? Oh, that's a new one, Thomas. You've just picked up a leaflet from the floor. Are you going to pick the Teletubbies up from the floor?
I'm folding down.
Throwed it down.
I'm up.
Mind the big chair. What have you done? Put the little chair that the Teletubbies normally sleep in, you put it onto Mummy's big chair. And now what are you doing? Loading all the Teletubbies up in the back of your bicycle?
Thomas is seat.
Thomas is seat. Oh! Thomas's seat?
Whoops-a-dear.
You just press Poe's tummy and she's got a voice box inside that makes her talk when you press her tummy. What's she saying? This is Poe talking now.
Are
you imitating what she's saying?
Yes.
What are you doing now? She's still trying to tell you, but did you, Thomas?
I've been missed.
There is a big mess today, yes, I don't quite know why.
Bye bye!
Bye bye, darling.
Backwards.
You're riding your bicycle backwards. What's going on? Well, you're lying down underneath your bicycle. What's going on? You were riding it a moment ago.
Bye-bye.
You going for another ride?
No, I'm falling off the bike.
Quite sure whether you said falling down or throwing down.
Big old.
Big hugs. Who said that, Po or Dipsy?
Po.
Po.
Are
you going to come here and give Mummy a hug? Thomas. What colour are the lights?
Orange.
Orange.
Green girl.
Orange and green girl. So they're both working?
Yes.
Very good. Pleased about that. Shall you come here to give me a big hug? Oh, you're galloping like a horse. You were doing that yesterday when you went to see... Do you remember yesterday we went to see Elaine? And Anna?
Anna.
And Mitra?
Mitra.
And I'm sure the other lady was called Zorbic, but I'm not...
Zorbit.
Sure. Zorbit. Is that what you're saying, Zorbit? Well, I don't think he's right and he's wrong, but...
Zorbit.
She was very nice, wasn't she?
Zorbit.
And do you remember seeing the video, Thomas, with the little boy from Germany?
Yeah.
He was a nice little boy, wasn't he?
No, he's doing now.
What's Thomas doing now? I dread to think. What are you doing? Are you bringing the Teletubby's bed through here, are you? Aren't you leaving it there? Be careful, you're going to go through the door.
My name is Ned. Magician. Magician.
Pardon? Cushions?
Yes.
You're bringing the cushions through. What's she doing? Gathering up all the cushions?
Yes.
And then what's she going to do with them? What are you going to do with them when you've gathered them all up, Thomas?
Just get it all up.
Cushions, why don't you bring one at a time?
One at a time.
Because they're quite heavy, aren't they? So they're trying to carry them all together, just one at a time.
Two ones.
Two ones. done now.
That's it, yes, we've got four cushions and you've brought them all through into the kitchen, haven't you?
In that garden. In that.
Now you get very confused between bin bags and bean bags. Oh, you brought a bean bag as well. Goodness me. Don't bring anything else, please, Thomas. There isn't room. There's all the washing on the floor waiting to go into the machine. Four cushions and one bean bag.
Bean bag for my life.
And now three Teletubbies. Which Teletubbies have you brought?
Lollipop and Dipsy.
Lollipop and Dipsy. Who have you brought?
Molly and Martin Sauce.
Molly. Molly's the rabbit, and you brought Dobbin the rocking horse. And you brought Bow as well, haven't you? And for Postman Pat, but now please don't bring any more, Thomas, because we're getting too cluttered. Can you throw your Postman Pat, but I suppose Timmy had made a talk. Well, that's all right, in a leaflet that came through the letterbox.
Mummy.
What's a lot of things, Thomas?
What's this?
That's Bowel, that's your white dog.
This Ray.
The rocking horse, are you going to ride on Dobbin? Not seen you ride the rocking horse for a long time.
No! Why did the bean got me?
Where have I been? I haven't been anywhere. I've just been washing up at the kitchen sink.
Yes, Thomas too.
And Thomas too, yes, you've been helping, haven't you? Are you going to sing a song while you're rocking?
Marble the sheep.
Yes, you sing while you're rocking.
Marble the sheep.
Sing it again, but sing it louder because I couldn't hear you then.
Marble that sheep and the wall, yes sir, yes sir, big black frog, one master ring boy, darling name.
Very good. Clap my hands, that's very good time. You missed a few words out, but not to worry. I've got the gist.
Ow.
Oh. One for the master and one for the dame, and one for the little boy who lives down the lane. What are you doing now? What are you doing, Thomas? You're putting in there, are you, between the bureau and the fire guard?
Yes.
What other songs can you sing? What about Postman Pat? You sang that this morning.
Postman Pat, Postman Pat, Great White Tart. I need the morning, I said the morning, Mick, and that is the fun chat.
Well, that was very good, wasn't it?
Yes, this is great.
And Twinkle Twinkle.
Bob Black Sheep.
Yes, that's my favourite Bob Black Sheep. And I think you sing that beautifully. And what about Twinkle Twinkle Little Star? You sang that this morning.
Twinkle doll, what is this little doll?
There's a train coming. Oh, you're bringing your big blue Thomas the Tank Engine train, are you?
J4 on it.
There's a driver on it, is there?
Yes. But in the train.
Pardon?
The train.
The driver on it? You mean on the train?
On the floor.
It's on the floor, isn't it? Yes, there's a little man driving the train. Putting more water and washing up, won't it, Thomas? You're going to come and watch it?
Get some ladders.
You're getting some ladders, your little chair?
The chair.
Right. Very good. Now you only bring the chair when Mummy's here, don't you?
Yes.
Can't climb up when there's nobody here, you might fall. Right.
Oops.
Shall we squirt some of that in? What colour is the liquid?
Yellow. Well, water.
What's the water?
Water.
Hot water and cold water.
Hot water. Cold.
Washing your drinking beakers now, aren't we?
Juice.
Yes, you have juice in those and milk and water.
Lily salt. What's this?
That's the pan that we put in the wedding skirt. Do you remember when we're doing some baking and when we're making bread? We have to weigh out the ingredients and we've...
Lily salt.
Oh no, those have all been washed, Thomas, and they're sitting on the draining rack to dry.
Sorry.
So we don't need them back in the water, do we?
No. Oh, Birdie's back now. Birdie.
Oh, Birdie's come here, has she now? Birdie's back now.
Oh.
Oh, I think she wants to go out. Shall we let her out?
Thomas stroke her.
Yes, Thomas stroke her fur. That was a good boy for being so gentle. Bye-bye, Birdie.
Oh, no. What are they doing?
No, she's just having a look at the garden, isn't she? She's probably deciding what she's going to do now she's got outside.
Look, Dad. Two monies? Yes,
please. You've gone quiet. What are you doing?
The money.
Oh, I see. You found the little handbag, have you? The purse with some money in it. Can you bring it here and let me have a look at it, Thomas, please?
Come on in.
Oh, you look like a bus conductor with that round your neck. That's an old handbag of Mummy's, isn't it?
Mummy's.
It's more like a purse than a handbag. It's very slim. Thank you. Is that 50 pence?
Yes, I'm too mad. Bye-bye, shop some more monies.
Bye-bye, shop some more monies.
Bye-bye.
Are you going to the shops to spend some more money? Or are you going to the bank to get some money?
The bank to get some money.
The bank to get some money. Tommy, can't go to the front door, darling.
The bank to get some money.
Yeah. Oh, look, some more letters have come through the door. Would you like to pick them up and bring them to me? Let's see what we've got.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you mustn't go out of the door, Thomas. I'm sorry, sweetheart. We'll go for a walk or riding a bicycle in a little while. Thomas coming with two letters.
Is the person? Yes, coming, two letters.
Two letters or some letters?
Letters.
Letters. Oh, wow. Gosh, the postman's already been once today, so lots of things. Perhaps the postman didn't bring them, perhaps somebody else came. Oh, that's very nice, a free sample of tea.
Thank you, Mummy.
You go to the bank. Bye bye. Bye bye, go to the bank for some money, that's very nice.
Shut the door. Shut the door.
Mummy,
shut the door.
Yes, okay, shutting the door. Open
the door.
No, I can't open the front door, Thomas. No, not now.
Bank.
No, we can't go to the bank now.
In the bank.
No, we've been to the bank this morning, haven't we?
Yes. Bag off.
Bag off. Were you throwing the bag down?
Thomas doing.
What's Thomas doing? I don't know, but you look very nice this morning.
In the bank.
You've been to the bank. You've got blue shorts on and a beautiful red stripy t-shirt. You look very similar, Thomas.
They are shirts.
The digger, yes, is that the digger that you take to church? The racing car and digger.
Did it.
Excuse me. Throwing my towels around. You saw some diggers, didn't you, this morning? Do you remember walking past the old theatre site, Thomas, where we got diggers and mixers? There was an orange mixer, but it wasn't going round and round, was it? But what did we see this morning? Pardon?
No, round and round.
No, round and round. But we saw the steamroller this morning, didn't we? Steamroller was working. That was very exciting.
What a funny noise.
There is a funny noise. I can hear a funny noise. I think it might be somebody's alarm. Let's listen. No, it's gone now. No funny noise now. Well, now I've finished washing all these things up, Thomas, we ought to start thinking about what we're going to have for lunch. And that will make more washing up, won't it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Now.
Perhaps we ought to stop eating, then it would save you a lot of work, wouldn't it? So I wouldn't have to cook. You go back to the bank for some money? Well, look, there's 50 pence here.
Yes. Bank is more money.
There you are, darling. Would you like to put that in your bag, your purse?
Yes. Yes, it's down in the bank.
And what are you going to buy when you've been to the bank to get some money? Are you going to the shops?
Yes, shops.
And what are you going to buy, Thomas?
It's going to be fine.
Sit down on the bench. Sit down on the bench? Sit down on the bench, you mean at the beehive? Well, you're sitting on the bottom step now, aren't you, at the flight of stairs?
You are.
Is that what we do at the beehive, though, when we get there? When we usually... And get some money out so she can pay the lady. And we have a drink. Until we've paid for it. And as I handed over the money, you said, pay for it. You said that to the lady, didn't you? Pay for it. I wouldn't put the bag there, darling, because that's all wet from washing up, isn't it? And if the bag gets wet and you've any pound notes in there, like a £5 note or a £10 note,
Bye-bye.
They'll get wet and then you won't be able to spend them in the shop. See you soon, Thomas. Are you going to go to the shop on the bus?
Number 42.
A number 42 bus?
Yes.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And I hope you don't have to wait very long at the bus stop. I hope one comes along soon.
Yes. In a minute.
In a minute.
Comes.
In the minute comes.
And the bus stop.
Sometimes we talk to people at the bus stop, don't we? Find anybody interesting to talk to?
The bus stop. Bus stop.
At the bus stop. That's
right. Blue bus.
A blue bus?
Yes, it's coming off. Bus stop. The bus box. It's not a bus box.
The post box?
No. Bus box. It's a bus box.
You're picking up letters now, are you, to put through the post box?
No.
The floor looks like it did yesterday, Thomas. We had lots of things on the floor yesterday, didn't we? Oops! So we've got a lot more today.
Oh, they're in the post box. Yes, and then the bus stop is falling down. Bus stop, fall down.
Bus stop, throw it down. Well, you've just tipped all the empty envelopes that we keep in your toy post box. You've just thrown them on the floor. The blue car's broken. Yes, we're playing with a little blue car.
One wheel's broken.
Well, I think the wheels are probably the only thing that's at work, Thomas. The roof's broken, the window's out, the door's come off. It's in a sorry state, that car, isn't it?
This new model.
What a sorry state.
Oh no.
Oh no.
It's a big mess.
It's a bit of a mess, isn't it?
What?
Thank you. Are you bringing me a green envelope? One of Thomas two. One for Mummy and one for Thomas two. What did you say, one of Thomas two?
Mummy.
We're going to have some lunch in a moment, Thomas.
Yes.
What would you like to eat?
Chips and peas.
Chips and peas?
No, chips.
Oh, I don't think we can have that for lunch. I don't think we can have it for tea, but I'm not quite sure what we're going to have.
A yellow envelope.
A yellow envelope?
Sent.
Thank you.
Sent to Mummy.
That's quite all right, Thomas. You're going to put them back through the post box. Oh, you enjoy playing with that, don't you? Oh, and you're giving me a beautiful kiss. You're giving yourself a kiss. I do think you're quite a tired boy. You keep coming to lie down. I hope you're not going to be poorly. Who's poorly at the moment?
Thomas poorly.
No, Thomas isn't poorly. Becky's poorly.
Oh, no.
And... who else is poorly? Jake?
Jake,
Kelly and Becky. And what's the matter with them?
Thomas poorly.
No, Thomas isn't poorly, but Becky and Jake are. They're covered in spots. What's it called?
Spots.
Spots? What about chicken pox?
Chicken pox.
Chicken pox. Oh, dear, dear.
Tummy ache.
Well, I hope you don't get chicken pox, Thomas, because we're supposed to be going on a holiday in a few weeks, aren't we?
Hello.
Hello, darling. Oh, you're giving Mummy a big kiss?
Oops, what? I'm coming backwards.
You're coming backwards? Coming backwards to give me another kiss? Oh, that was a nice kiss. I think it's time for lunch. And then we shall go to the beehive.
And then the lunch.
And the park. What do you think to that?
Then the lunch.
Pardon?
Oops.
Whoopsie dear.
Up.
Be careful. Please be careful, Thomas.
Mummy, down there. Thomas, don't fool me.
Mummy, down there. You're ordering me to come through here, are you? Oh, it's poking from the gate. Steady, steady. Right, shall we turn the tape off?
Yes, please. Yellow and orange.
Yellow and orange, yes. We'll turn it off and the yellow and orange will stop, won't they?
Yellow and orange.